From the book of Acts, the same reading that we read last week. I'm going to read it in an easy read version. It makes it a bit easier for us all to follow. And this is about, remember Paul and Barnabas, if you were here last Sunday, they go and they're trying to tell people about Jesus, how Jesus came to save them. And, well, Paul does an amazing miracle, remember? And then there's lots of confusion and let's read about it here. So, the book of Acts, chapter 14, and I'm reading from verse 8. In Lystra, there was a man who had something wrong with his feet. He had been born crippled and had never walked. He was sitting and listening to Paul speak. Paul looked straight at him and saw that the man believed God could heal him. So Paul shouted, "Stand up on your feet." The man jumped up and began walking around. When the people saw what Paul did, they shouted in their own Lyconian language. They said, "The gods have come down to us in the form of humans." The people began to call Barnabas Zeus, and they called Paul Hermes because he was the main speaker. The temple of Zeus was near the city. The priest of this temple brought some bulls and flowers to the city gates. The priest and the people wanted to offer a sacrifice to Paul and Barnabas. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul understood what the people were doing, they tore their own clothes. Then they ran in among the people and shouted to the men, "Why are you doing this? We are not gods. We are human, just like you. We came to tell you the good news. We are telling you to turn away from these worthless things. Turn to the true living God, the one who made the sky, the earth, the sea, and everything that is in them. In the past, God let all the nations do what they wanted, but God was always there doing the good things that prove he is real. He gives you rain from heaven and good harvests at the right time. He gives you plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy." Even after saying all this, Paul and Barnabas still could hardly stop the people from offering sacrifices to them. Oh dear, Paul had done this amazing thing and they wanted to give him all the thanks and all the praise, and Paul was saying, no, don't give it to me, give it to God. And David's going to talk a wee bit more about that later on in the service. Whole earth. Now, do you think you can make the word earth out of these? So Marvin, Joanna, you're going to really have to help out here. So, how are you going to make earth out of these letters? Think you can do that? Okay, so who goes first? Okay, Joanna, let's get you over here. You stand here. Okay, so we've got an E. What do we need next? Okay, an A. Yes. Okay, right. Okay, we need to get a bit of communication going here, guys. Yeah, I need to get the adults up. Right, here we go. Earth, and where's the... No, not that. That's not an earth. You stand over here, because we don't need you for this word, okay? Eddie, you come over here. Okay, there you go. Now you stand here. Okay. I knew we should have done rehearsals. Okay, so to hold it up nice and high, so everyone can see. So, God made the whole earth, everything in it, anything you've ever seen, God has made. He also made, within that, he made the sea. So, let's get the sea out here. Where's the sea? Just three. Yeah, that's good. Rebecca, just try and spell it out. Yeah, so sit goes first. Yeah. Okay, the sea, let's hold that up. Just those three. The sea, nice. So he made the sea, and he made well, you can't spell this out, but he made the sky, he made everything that swims and flies. He sent the rain, he sent the sunshine so we could have food to eat. And that's what we're here to give thanks for. But it's so sad because there are people in the world, there are people in the world who are starving. So I wonder if you can make the word starve. That's going to be a tricky one. I realized I had some pictures here too. So, made the whole earth, sea in the sky. There's some people who are so hungry and they're starving. Oh, we're almost there. Almost there. Yeah, now you come over here, Eddie. You're not in this one. Okay, you just wait. And I hold it up above your heads. What do we have here? Yeah. Starve. And there's a little girl who's hungry. And so, if we know that we have loads and loads of good things, loads of food, but some people are starving, we want to share. We want to share. Let's try and make that word, can we? Share. Yeah, so start with S again. That's good. So you don't need to move, Rebecca. We need an H over there. Well done, Eddie. That's it. You just step out. Okay. So hold your letters up above your heads. So what we need to do with all the good stuff we have is we need to share. Joanna, let's see that E up there. Nice. We need to share. Someone, a man called Billy Graham, said we have two hands. One to receive, to get stuff, and one to give. We need to share. Now, if we share, then people are going to have enough to eat. That's just a little word. Can we make that nice and quickly? Eat. E-A-T. E-A-T. Where is it? Oh, there we go. Joanna, Charlie. Who's got a T? There we go. Oh, now they're getting it. And there's the food bank in Inverness that some of us visited on Friday. All the food that people have shared so others can have something to eat. But even though many people have lots of food to eat, their hearts can be sad, can be broken because of other sad things. Can you make the word hearts? Hearts. So start with a H. Okay, so start with Eddie here. Yeah, this is good. Okay, so you hold that there. You hold that up. You want to hold it here? There we go. Hearts. Where? Oh, I need an E. Joanna? Okay, so people's hearts. Where's my S at the end there? Let's get an S. Hearts can be broken. Their eyes can be filled with tears. I'm not going to get you to do that one, but you can also do that one. And they, if they haven't already, or maybe they just need to be reminded of it, they need to hear about how much God loves them. And this one's really easy, because if you take the T and the S away, you just stay there. They need to hear the wonderful good news that God loves them. And so that's something else that we can share. This is the last one. Get back to the word share. Can you? So an S and a H. Yeah, so that's it. And then Joanna goes to the end. We need to share the good news about how much God loves them, about what Jesus has done for them. So we want to give thanks for all that God gives us at the harvest. We want to share our food and all the good things we have, but we also want to share the good news of Jesus with everyone who needs to hear it. Okay, thank you so much for that. You can take your letters back to your seats. Thank you very much. Let's give them a round of applause for working hard.
I need one person, actually, just to give me a little hand. Abby, you will do. You'll do fine. That'd be fine. Okay. Well, listen, has anybody been paying really close attention this morning and realized that there's something that's here today that's not usually here? Mark, any? Yeah, that's good. I wasn't thinking of that, but you're right. That's not usually here. The apples are not usually here. Anything else? No? Nothing else? Well, no, you can't really see, but this is here today. Now, this is a little unusual. Why is it a little unusual that this is here today? Samuel? Because you only get it once a month. You're right. What is it? It is sweet, isn't it? It is sweet. And this is our birthday tin, isn't it? Really? And there's lots of good things in there. And I just thought, well, maybe, well, it's not the beginning of the month. It's not a new month. But I just thought, well, maybe I'd just get somebody out and maybe I would just take one out and maybe I would just I just wondered if I might do that, Abby. Would that be good? That would be good? Is that good? That's pretty good? All right? Okay. Now, is that good? Unexpected good? Yep. Okay. Okay, Abby. Oh, wait a minute, Abby. Wait a minute, Abby. Just a minute. No, just come back a wee minute. Just come back a wee minute. Just come back a wee minute. Just, do you want to just put your sweet in there? That's fine. Okay, that's good. Is that good? Okay. Off you go. Oh, wait a minute, Abby. Just come back a wee minute. No, just come over. Do you want to just hold open your bag? Is that good, Abby? Can you think of any other words you might describe that with? It's good. It's good. It's very good, I would say. Would you not say? I would say that's pretty good. That's good. Would you say it was generous?
Yeah.
I would say it's generous. Okay. Well, there you are, Abby. We're being generous today. You were expecting me to call you back, aren't you? No, that's it. That's it. Abby, they're all yours. Yours for today. Yours forever. It's yours. What is that? That's generous. That's generous. You weren't expecting that today, were you? You weren't expecting that. And we want to think, that's really what we want to think. That's actually what I think Paul, one of the things that Paul wanted the people to think about in Lystra, that they were dealing with, well, you know, after he had healed this man with who hadn't walked, he'd healed him, and then they had, all the people had come rushing towards him and Barnabas, and they'd wanted to worship them and give them the praise and the glory because they thought the gods had come down amongst them, and this was Paul and this was Barnabas. And he said, no, I want to introduce you to the living God, the real God, the true God. But he says something else about that God. He wants them to know not only about the God who lives, he wants them to know about the God who gives, that he's a giving God, that the God who made all things is a generous God. And so he says to them, he has shown you kindness by giving you rain from heaven, crops in their season, providing you with plenty of food, fills your hearts with joy. He wants them to know that the God who is the living God is a giving God. He's a generous God. And so he reminds them of all the things that they've had over the years, all the food they've enjoyed, the grain, the crops. He's given this generously to you. He's filled your hearts with joy. He's satisfied your hearts with food. And with gladness is one of how the other translation puts it. It's a bit like, actually, what Paul's doing here. I don't know if you remember this, boys and girls. Do you remember the story of Eric? Yeah. Do you remember Eric? Who woke up one morning and he had his breakfast and he ate his toast. There he is holding his toast. And the toast was just so good that he thought to himself, who do I say thank you for this toast? And he goes to his mom and he says, Mom, thank you so much for the toast. And Mom said, well, really, it's not me you should be thanking, it's the baker who supplies the bread. So he goes round to the baker's shop. Do you remember this? Goes round to the baker's shop and he says to the baker, oh, thank you, Mr. Baker. And Mr. Baker says, well, no, don't thank me. Thank Dan with his van who supplies the flour. And so he goes after Dan with his van who supplies the flour for Mr. Baker to bake the bread. And he gets Dan and Dan says, oh, no, don't thank me. Go and speak to Mrs. Miller who grinds the wheat into the flour so that I can take it in my van and give it to the baker and he can bake the bread and give it to your mom who makes the toast. And so he goes to Mrs. Miller. Mrs. Miller says, well, no, don't thank me. Thank Farmer Pete because he grows the wheat and then he gives it to me and I grind it. And so he goes off to Farmer Pete and eventually finds Farmer Pete and he says, Farmer Pete, I'm told that you're the man that I need to thank. And do you remember what Farmer Pete says? He says, you do, Aaron. What does Farmer Pete say? That's right. God sends. He says what Paul says to the people. It's God who sends the rain. It's God who gives the sun. It's God who gives the crops. So thank him because he's a giving God. He's a generous God. Don't thank me. Don't thank us. Thank God. And in a way, what he's saying is, I suppose he would say to us, boys, do you remember that great pizza that you enjoyed? Do you remember that wonderful meal you had? Where did it come from? It came from this generous, giving God. And you know, the amazing thing is that if the people had let them, and the trouble is, of course, they didn't let them, Paul would have gone on. And he would have told them about just how generous this God was. He wanted them to know that this God was so different from their gods. You see, they had thought that their gods had come down in human form in Barnabas, in Paul. And what did they want to do? They wanted to rush and make sacrifices to Barnabas and Paul because they thought their gods, who of course were no gods, but they were their gods, they were idols. They thought their gods were moody and demanding, and so they had to give them sacrifices. And Paul would have wanted to say to them, no, listen, when the living God, when the true God came down to earth in the person of Jesus, he didn't expect us to give him sacrifices. No, he came to give himself as a sacrifice for us. He wanted them to see, he wanted them to know, he wants us to know that our God is a generous God who gives and gives and gives again, and indeed most of all has given himself for us in Jesus his Son. I don't know if you know this book by C.S. Lewis. It's The Magician's Nephew, which is the first one in the series of Narnia. And in that story, in the first one, Aslan, you know the story of Aslan? And he makes Narnia. This is the one where he actually makes the land of Narnia. And what he does is he sings. And as he sings, the land of Narnia comes into being with its stars and with its planets and with all its animals. And you know, watching Aslan make Narnia is Diggory, the boy Diggory. And at one point, after it's all done, Aslan turns to Diggory in front of all the animals and he says this to him. He says, "Son of Adam," the lion said to Diggory, "there is an evil which is abroad in my new land of Narnia. Tell these good beasts how she came to be here." And Diggory has to admit, "I brought her. The wicked witch, the queen, is in Narnia now. How did she get there?" Diggory has to admit, "I brought her. It was my fault that she got into Narnia." And just at that moment, Diggory realizes he's ruined this wonderful land that Aslan has made. He's ruined everything. And he thinks there's no hope for him or for anyone else. But then Aslan says to everyone gathered there, "You see, friends, that before the new clean world I gave you is 7 hours old, a force of evil has already entered it, waked and brought hither by this son of Adam." And at that point, everybody turns and looks at Diggory. And Diggory wishes the ground would just swallow him up. But then Aslan says, "But do not be cast down. Evil will come of that evil, but it's still a long way off." And then he says this, "And I will see to it that the worst of it falls upon myself." See what Aslan's saying there? "I'll sort it. I'll save the situation. I will see to it that the worst of the evil brought into this land by this son of Adam will fall on myself." And of course, if you know the line, "The Witch in the Wardrobe," that's what happens. That's what happens. And of course, what Lewis is saying there is, that's our God. That's our God. That's what our giving God, our generous God, has done. As we have turned away from him, as we have ruined his world and his ways as our maker, as we have brought evil into the world, he has come down in the form of Jesus, his son, to make sure that the worst of it falls on him and that we can be forgiven and that we can be rescued. And we can be restored as on the cross he takes our evil and the guilt and the power of it upon himself. Remember what Jesus said? "I came not to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many." That's the great news. That's the best news. Of the God who gives generously, who not only gives things, but actually pours himself out in the person of his Son for us and for our salvation and for the restoration of our world. And so on a day like this, a Harvest Thanksgiving Day, we not only give thanks for these things, but we give thanks for the God who gives and has given himself in Jesus for us. And hopefully, we turn to him and we trust him again with ourselves and with our lives.